Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Day 166 since your president, the ever cognitively struggling Joe Biden, 166 days, he promised he wouldn't do it. Now, Linda, why are we pretty much the only group of people that are counting this down? Why are we the only ones? Because I don't see these people getting home. And this idiot this week announces $308 million in humanitarian relief. How about no relief money unless and until every American, every green card holder, every ally, every military family member is home? Hannity, that sounds like arms for hostages. That sounds like you're paying a ransom. I'm not talking about paying a ransom. Don't give them a thing until they release our fellow Americans. I'm saying then you could talk about whatever deals you want to make. Would it probably be like a ransom? Yeah, but they're just giving them the money and getting nothing in return. Nothing. How about give us 10 Americans for every million you get? I don't care. I don't support ransom. But I mean, why would you give money to people holding our fellow Americans hostage? What the hell is wrong with these people? I mean, and, you know, you look at this week. I said yesterday the worst day of the Biden presidency. It's really the worst week, losing this Supreme Court decision on vaccine mandates. Thank God. You know, Sinema Manchin saying absolutely hell no to eliminating the filibuster so they can't pass their radical election bill. Oh, God forbid we have voter ID. No, you need voter ID for everything. They don't want voting integrity measures because they think it helps them. They have nefarious intentions. Oh, this is about civil rights. Okay, Joe never lifted a finger. He has some of the most restrictive voting laws in the state of Delaware. Instead of playing the race card the way he did, even Dick Durbin admitted it. Now Sharpton admitted it. Instead of doing that, he could have gone to his own state of Delaware, which he once bragged was a slave state. And how does he get a pass about partnering with the former Klansmen? Imagine if Donald Trump did this, you know, to end, stop the integration of schools and with Robert KKK Byrd. Unbelievable. He didn't want our public schools to become racial jungles. That's what he said. Imagine if Donald Trump ever did that. You know, his public appearances, this guy is deteriorating right before our very eyes. Tell you what I'm going to do next week. I'm going to take videotape of Joe when he started as president or started his campaign and compare it to now because he can't talk anymore. He mumbles, he bumbles, he fumbles. No wonder why he's given less press conferences than the last six presidents combined. It's unbelievable. Not combined, last six presidents by a long shot. His public appearances are a disaster. I don't even know who's worse, him or Kamala Harris. She gave a disastrous interview. You know, it's been a never-ending year of failure and frustration. And as bad as I predicted that things would be, they're worse than even what I imagined. And it's happening faster than I anticipated. The only good thing I can say is their radical election plans are, thanks to Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, that's not going to happen. Build Back Broke America is dead. Nuking the filibuster is dead. By nuking the filibuster, that means the election bill is dead. Court packing is dead. D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood will be dead. Is anyone paying attention? 40-year high with inflation that is costing the average family, the Biden inflation tax, over $5,000 annually. 1 year ago, if you had a $1 bill, it's worth 7 cents less than 1 year ago today. That's how bad things are. What have I been saying? What's the lifeblood of the economy? Energy, oil, gas, coal. It's the lifeblood. Fine, you come up with a new, cleaner, cheaper, practical, usable form of energy. I'm all for it. I'm all of the above. But right now, the world relies on, and the lifeblood of the world's economy is energy, and that's gas, oil, and coal. Now oil, I don't know what it is today. It was, what, $85 a barrel? I'm reading, you know, in the Wall Street Journal, other places, that it could go as high as $125 a barrel. Yeah, you're going to be paying $5 for a gallon of gasoline like California is now. They'll be paying $7.50. And that means as high as prices have gone up, the highest in 40 years, the highest since 1982, it's going to go even higher. And how humiliating, Joe Biden begging and begging OPEC and Russia to produce more oil. And they keep snubbing him and saying no. You know why? Because they know how stupid he is. He's making Russia and Putin rich again. Well, maybe he's just rewarding them for helping his son Hunter out. I don't know. He's not doing very much about the buildup of troops on the Ukrainian border either, and I don't think he's going to lift a finger. I'm going to put together a broad coalition of sanctions. Okay, you're going to sanction the sale of oil? Are you going to get our Western European allies to not buy their oil from Putin? You want to fix inflation? Go back to the energy independence policies that Donald Trump had. Make America yet again a net exporter of energy. And we're not going to have to pay $1.50 more a gallon and $1,000 more this year to pay for heating our homes. You know what's selling they don't have enough of? Firewood. People are trying to find ways to cut their heating bills. Did you know that, Linda?
Yeah, and there were
people that, and then what the other people are doing is they're actually consolidating in some of these cold states. They're consolidating where the fireplace is, and they're using like plastic, thick plastic, to keep the heat from the fireplace in there while the rest of their home, you know, is freezing. And then, of course, what does that do? It runs the risk that their pipes are going to freeze. And then the pipe explodes, and forget it. I've had two pipes explode, and it ain't cheap. And then you have to fight the insurance company. They dropped me after the second one. Wasn't my fault. But that's what people have to do. I mean, it's a 33% approval rating. Good job, Joe. And I haven't even mentioned this COVID disaster. You know, see, it's a travesty. Donald Trump doesn't have enough testing. This is in July of 2020. Okay. He's getting all the PPE possible. He's mobilizing the entire country. He's working on Operation Warp Speed. He's building, getting our car manufacturers to build ventilators, which are so sophisticated technically and technologically that the car, I talked to people in the car industry, they told me, they said they looked at how complicated that machine is. And they said, holy Adam Schiff, this is not easy to duplicate here. This is a complicated piece of equipment. And it is. I have friends of mine on ventilators right now. Breaks my heart. Every day I'm writing, what's the number? What is the number? All right, if they turn them, what's the number in that position? How much oxygen are they putting in? What's the saturation rate? This is now my extra job. And it's not that I mind helping people, but I wish people would call me. As soon as you get people that know me, call me immediately. Because when it's late, I can't help you. That's the problem with COVID. If you're in that 1%, day, and you're feeling fine. My oxygen level's fine. It's day five. I'm feeling okay. A little heavy breathing, but not bad. My temperature, you know, I'm managing it with Tylenol. Okay. Day seven, when it hits your lungs, and day 8, 9, and 10 is when the damage is done. And all they do is say, yeah, if you have a temperature, take extra strength Tylenol. If your oxygen saturation drops below 90, you probably want to go to an emergency room. These idiots don't understand. If you get to that point and your oxygen goes from 92 to 88 to 85 to 82, you're in deep Adam Schiff. And at that point, the damage is done. That's why we bring on doctors that talk about proactive medicine. And we add the caveat, but you got to talk to your own doctor. That's why, you know, it is unforgivable we don't have the testing and we don't have monoclonal antibodies. We've had them for 18 months. Why aren't they mass produced? We have all these antivirals that every doctor I talk to, I don't know much about them. I'll be honest. You got to ask your doctor about it. But every doctor I interview, without fail, that never happens, where every doctor says the same thing. And they've been designed by Pfizer has one and Merck has the other. And they just rave about them. I mean, I just can't believe it. Kamala Harris, she has no answer about whether she and Joe are running again. She gives the answer. Oh, I know we're short on tests, and just go to Google. By the way, the Washington Post gave Biden 4 Pinocchios for his claim that he was arrested during the civil rights protest. He tells these lies constantly. You know, oh, here's, you know, Biden White House reeling after a week of defeats, setbacks, policy flops. That has been the entire year with this guy. In 6 days, it'll be one full year of literally undoing and destroying every good thing that Donald Trump did. There's a way to fix it. Go back and re-implement what was working, and then you can sleep the night away and the day away, and we don't need to hear from you anymore. And we'd be that much better off. I mean, you know, the CDC fact checks liberal justices pushing a vaccine mandate. Really? That's their answer? Americans don't trust the CDC. I don't trust them anymore. They have failed on such a spectacular level. Fauci, I don't trust him either. He should have been long fired for lying about the origins of the COVID-19 virus. The NIH, I have no use for them. That's why most people in this News Nation poll that came out yesterday, they trust their doctors. And it's only 62%. People are dubious of everybody. And by the way, they have caused all of us with their ever-changing standards and protocols and mixed messaging. They caused all of this. Hospitals now reaching full capacity. I mean, how is that possible when he said on the 4th of July, oh, it's mostly behind us now. You know, I'm going to shut down the virus. Yeah. Oh, you're doing great, Joe. It's unbelievable. I mean, people are mocking Kamala Harris for this TV interview. By the way, it was a layup interview. It was a friendly interview. There was no hard questions in it. Are you going to run for re-election? You know, what do you say to people that are looking for more tests? They had to clean up her mess and say, oh, yeah, no, we won't have 500 million tests going out. No, she got that part wrong. But we'll fix that tomorrow, meaning today. I'm sure they'll fix it by 5 p.m. or 7 p.m. tonight. Manchin hasn't talked to the president since before Christmas. No renegotiation of Build Back Better. He's joined Kristen Sinema. No way is he giving up on the filibuster. None of that's happening. You know, not Kamala's non-answer about changing up on COVID strategy, whether it's time for the administration to change COVID strategy. How about, yeah, we need warp speed to produce testing, antivirals, monoclonals. We ran out of everything because we didn't anticipate. We never saw Omicron coming. How could you not see Omicron coming? By the way, let me give them a heads up. There's another variant coming. You've been warned. All right, as we roll along, Sean Hannity Show, you know, this is really, really twisted, ugly, sick, but sadly, at this point in our lives, predictable. Zero Hedge has an article. The headline is, "We're breaking her. Keep going." ACLU strategist issues a chilling tweet against Kristen Sinema. And anyway, but she went on the Senate floor yesterday, gives a speech and calling for the end of the politics of division. She's saying she wants to build consensus because Republicans have been shut out of everything. They've not been brought on board for any piece of legislation at all whatsoever. Anyway, you know, people like, you know, all these MSDNC people, you know, mocking her from appearing emotional. One of the most chilling attacks came from a staff member at the ACLU, according to Zero Hedge, Sarah Mickelson, encouraging people to keep up the pressure to break cinema. The senator has been continually harassed by activists who even followed her into a bathroom berating her. You know, and then, you know, she goes on to say, you know, she sounds like she's going to cry. You know, definitely less flippant and dismissive, more defensive than I've ever heard her throughout the whole time. We're breaking her. Keep going. This is after Kristen Sinema says she's not going to help the Democrats nuke the Senate filibuster. Where's their love, humanity, and compassion? I have no interest in breaking people. I just don't. Ever. Unreal. Anyway, Harris is pressed on whether they're going to change COVID strategy. She gives an incoherent answer. She tells people to Google where they can find tests. You know, she says it's a mistake to suggest that we've not seen great progress. What? Identify the progress. I'm asking anybody. The White House had to correct her claim that 500 million free COVID tests would be sent out next week. And not happening for months. Kamala Harris dodging whether they should have ordered COVID tests sooner. We're doing it today. Oh, people needed it a month ago. A little late, don't you think? Unbelievable. Their home tests will be sent out much later. Leo Terrell, by the way, said Biden shouldn't trust Kamala. He knows her. He should sleep with one eye open, Leo 2.0 Terrell said.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
News straight from the source. This is the Sean Hannity Show. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. So if you think the loss in the Supreme Court is bad enough, disastrous interviews by both Joe and Kamala Harris. Joe's public appearances are getting worse, every single one. Kamala's disastrous interview, which I just went through. Build Back Better is dead. Eliminating the filibuster. I mean, Kristen Sinema, I mean, she was very outspoken in how she said it. You know, you can't deny that what she said is spoken from a place of honesty. But, you know, we're about to get her. You know, keep up the pressure. She's going to break. You want somebody to break? Sounds like TV people. And that's this industry that we work in, radio and television. There's no need for me to restate my longstanding support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation. There's no need for me to restate its role protecting our country from wild reversals of federal policy. This week's harried discussions about Senate rules are but a poor substitute for what I believe could have and should have been a thoughtful public debate at any time over the past year. Well, when Republicans are denied even a seat at the table, what do you expect? So by nuking the filibuster, thank goodness. Build Back Better being dead, thank goodness. The election bill's dead. Court packing's dead. D.C., Puerto Rico statehood is dead. We have inflation at a 40-year high. Why aren't they focusing on that? Or the average family inflation tax of $5,000 annually? Or a dollar today worth 7 cents less than it was 1 year ago? Or a barrel of oil, $85. You know, or Joe's approval rating at 33%, or begging OPEC and Russia to produce more oil, doing nothing to help Taiwan, nothing to help Ukraine, the COVID disaster, no tests, no therapeutics, no antivirals. You know, Kamala can't answer if they're even going to run again. And then I can add the border policy, the disaster, the economic disaster, 40-year high inflation, and the energy price disaster. And then Joe lying about being arrested for the civil rights protest that he was never involved in. Four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. They need to Pinocchio themselves quite a bit, too, by the way. I didn't see the Pinocchios on themselves. Now, the result of all of this, Bernie Sanders and the squad are getting particularly angry. And Sanders even accusing the Democratic Party of turning their back on working Americans. Democrats are on the wrong path. They need to make a major course correction, pivoting back towards the needs of working Americans, Sanders said. He said this week, but his answer is more of the same socialism. I mean, it was the Biden-Bernie manifesto, remember? That's New Green Deal radical socialism. So he doesn't have the answer. His comment is correct. We do need a major course correction, but not his ideas. Very critical of Biden's domestic agenda, Democratic infighting, lashing out at Republicans, of course. Biden's poll number is, he says, it's important we have the guts to take on the very powerful corporate interests that have an unbelievable power hold on the economy of this country. You mean free market capitalism? What, are we going to yell at the meat industry and scold them again and hold them responsible when it's Joe's policies that are costing the price of everything to go through the roof? No, I'll put the blame squarely where it belongs, and that's what Joe Biden. You know, Whoopi Goldberg even responded to the Harris interview saying, you know, not this answer, this response to running in 2024, we've got the cut, is insulting and crazy. And here's what Whoopi was talking about. Oh, we don't have that cut. Oh, okay. I have it right here. I thought it was Whoopi Goldberg that said it. Anyway, the Vice President Harris was the inspiration. You know about this Baltimore State attorney. Remember the Freddie Gray case? Marilyn Mosby? Remember what I told everybody? Why? Because we actually have our own sources. And contacts and our own sources and our own contacts told us, no, none of these cops are going to be convicted. And I said, they're creating an expectation that's not going to happen because we do our own research. Anyway, she's been indicted apparently on something about loans. I don't even know what the hell she did. I have better things to think about. Wall Street Journal editorial board. Now, get this. You think things can, you never would think that the IRS would run into problems, would you? No, because they're responsible for collecting all the money. By the way, record amount of money every year. Every year we just go higher and higher. They take more and more and more and more and more. Anyway, people at the Treasury Department, they held a press call on Monday warning of a very frustrating tax season ahead, and they talked about delaying refunds. I mean, now think about it from this perspective. They want to take over and guarantee you. Now, again, the same people that can't keep your city safe and secure, the same people that want to dismantle the police, the same people that lied about keep your doctor care and save money, the same people that squandered and bankrupted Social Security and Medicare because there is no lockbox. They squandered all that money. So the same people that can't get anything right and that are trying to pitch the American people that they will take care of pre-K education, free college, free government healthy food, government guaranteed wage and job and health care and retirement, et cetera, et cetera. And they can't even get your tax refund back in your hands in a timely manner? Because that's what they said yesterday. the bigger, they're blaming the pandemic. This is year three. What do you mean? How does that impact your ability to cut a check to people that overpay the IRS? By the way, it's a bad idea. If every year I can't wait for my tax refund. No, you should be holding on to your own money, paying just the amount, the right amount of taxes. Follow the law. I do not advise anyone to ever cheat on their taxes. Trust me, not worth it. Bad idea. Pay your tax, and I pay all my taxes. I have two accounting firms that go over my taxes because I, you know, if they pass this new law and hire, what were they going to hire? They're going to spend $87 billion on new IRS agents. That's not going to change my life. What that's going to do is change your life because I already get the Hannity treatment. You're going to get the Hannity treatment next, which is Hannity, pull his file. Hannity, pull his file. Linda, am I wrong? No.
No, not at all. I've never seen anybody go through what you go through.
Yeah. And by the way, we pay our taxes. And the most unbelievable thing, and my lawyers and my tax people say to me, the most unbelievable thing is if they just looked at the income and the amount of taxes paid, they would know that we're paying everything. You know, but, you know, if there's ever a questionable deduction, they bring it to my attention. I'm like, nope, pay it. Pay it, pay it, pay it, pay it, pay it. That's it. Because I don't need the headache. I don't need to deal with this crap. I got other things to worry about. It's so bad, the chief of naval operations, Admiral Michael Gilday, issued a stark warning to lawmakers about the dangers of funding the military under continuing resolutions, testifying that the lack of a stable and predictable budget is harming the Navy's ability to confront adversaries like China and Russia. I mean, is there anything this team is not screwed up? By the way, I have more bad news. Retail sales declined during the peak of the holiday shopping season. Maybe if they had COVID tests available like they should have, it wouldn't have been so bad. You know, unbelievable. Anyway, according to the Biden Commerce Department, retail sales actually declined by nearly 2% during the height of the Christmas season. We're not even talking about year-over-year sales, which would still be bad, but not a disaster. The decline happened from this past November to this past December, so sales at the peak at the holiday shopping season were actually worse than they were during the regular fall November. Anyway, sales at department stores down 7%, restaurants down, online sales 8.7% down. Well, Joe, how could that be? Joe's been telling us the shelves are fully stocked. No, they're not. Wholesale inflation. I mean, this is the biggest indicator. I'm telling you right now. That means not consumer inflation. At the wholesale level, inflation is at 9.7%. That means that inflation for you is going higher. And that would be a predictor and an indicator that inflation is going to be 10% because they're passing that cost on to us. We, the people, the consumers. You know, Kamala, we have a long-term solution and we have a short-term solution. One of the issues in play here is the pandemic. Why didn't we have these problems in 2020 under Trump's economic policy? Grocery stores are cutting hours and services. You know, bare shelves Biden is viral. Biden inflation, a headline, stole Christmas. December retail sales crash as high prices and shortages weigh on consumers. Susan Wild, I don't even know who the hell she is. Some Democrat. A lot of economic progress in 2021 despite inflation. You know, okay, she's in a seat that's up for grabs. I love what Senator Cotton did this week. You know, I love that he used Chuck Schumer's speech and then put up a big billboard of Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor. You can't get any better than that. That was very clever. I got to say, though, our montage could have been an inspiration because we had all the Democrats condemning, you know, Chucky Schumer. This is turning us into a banana republic. It just never ends. And the left is furious. Peggy Noonan, she's kind of a never-Trumper. I used to know her years ago. I haven't talked to her in, has to be well over a decade. I don't know how long. Never disliked her. I don't care if people become never-Trumpers. I just don't care. I don't care about the Lincoln Project. I don't care about never-Trump. I just don't care. If that's your position, you want to go support the Democrats, you want to be a half a vote for the Democrats, go ahead. I don't care. Do what you think is right. Live your life the way you want to live it. Talking about Biden's Georgia speech, Bull Connor, George Wallace, you know, the comparisons he was making. He thought he was merely appealing to his base. He might have united the rest of the country against him. When national Democrats talk to the country, they always seem to be talking to themselves, and they are of the left, as is their constituency, which wins the popular vote in presidential elections. The mainstream media, though, which they send their messages, is of the left. The academics, historians, professionals they consult, you know, are of the left. They get in the habit of talking to themselves and their language in single looped conversation. They have no idea how they sound to the non-left, so they have no idea when they're damaging themselves. But this week in Georgia, Biden damaged himself and strengthened and may even have taken a step in unifying non-Democrats who are among their countrymen. By the way, Biden's approval rating among independents in the Quinnipiac poll this week, 25%, 33% overall. You just can't screw it up that bad. Oh, by the way, Loudoun County, remember the teen? Yeah, the judge sentenced the Loudoun County teenager charged with sexual assault at two separate high schools that the superintendent, I had no idea. The police knew about it. How did you not know about it? I'm not sure I believe that. Anyway, that action vindicated concerned parents. And why did they keep that? And then they were lashing out at the parents. That's where this blasting of parents whole narrative started to come in. It's pretty unbelievable the times we live in. I you know, if you love this country, it's not simple. It's not complicated. I like to say that I can explain conservatism in a minute, and I can. And I've been doing this 33 years. And some of you have heard me say it before, but it's worth repeating because it's not complicated. We believe in freedom. We believe in liberty. We believe in capitalism. We believe in our Constitution. We believe in law and order so people can be safe and secure in their homes so they may pursue happiness. We believe in, you know, the school systems are disasters. We believe in school choice. We believe that in co-equal branches of government, that means you want people that believe in the Constitution to serve on the bench in this country. We believe in less government, limited government, lower taxes, less bureaucracy. None of these things are complicated. We believe in legal immigration, not illegal immigration. We believe in secure borders. We believe that you don't get to pick and choose which laws you obey and not obey, like, you know, sanctuary cities and states and Joe Biden aiding and abetting law breaking. By the way, and special favoritism to illegal immigrants because they don't have COVID tests and they don't have vaccine mandates. We believe in energy independence. It would drive this economy through the roof like never before right now. We believe in free and fair trade, peace through strength, a tough military. We believe in our First Amendment, all of it, and our Second Amendment. All of it. It's not that in our entire Constitution. That's pretty much. Linda, am I missing anything? What did I miss? You tell me.
Leave us alone.
Leave us the hell alone. Yeah, I'm in leave that camp too. Leave us the hell alone. You know, they're too busy trying to break Kristen Sinema. Good grief. What's wrong with these people? By the way, we got a lot coming up. We're going to talk about this decision yesterday by the Supreme Court. We got Jim Banks of Indiana is going to join us, and a new entry into the Illinois Senate race that will shock you, a friend of this program.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.